This is MSO NewsSports.com, and we're joined by Ed Bell, former news director at WBZ Radio, WHDH Radio and Television, and worked at the Salem News for a number of years prior to that. Well, Ed, it's just great catching up with you. And before we start, hearing a few stories about the radio industry and some of the great, you know, legendary radio personalities that you worked with.
Well, I worked with a number of them. Of course, Carl DeSouze was the granddaddy of them all, and as was Jess Kane. I worked with Carl first at WBZ, and we had an interesting morning team there. We had Carl, and then we had Gary LaPierre on news. We had Gil Santos doing sports, Don Kent doing the weather, all iconic names in New England. So that was kind of a real fun part of my career.
The weather, you talk about the biggest changes in media, and in a way, is technology has just changed the way the weathermen forecast weather. And it, you know, I can you remember Don Kent. I'm sure you must have worked around him and seen how he might work on the forecast, but it was not the science or the technological science that it is today.
Don would have a sheet of paper with ones and zeros on it, and that told him everything, and I could never figure it out. But he used to run, literally run, up and down the hallway between radio and television to do his thing. And he would sit down and he would look at this sheet of paper with all these numbers on it, and he would predict the weather.
Yeah.
No graphs, no nothing except those ones and zeros.
There was no future cast back in those days.
No, there wasn't. And you know, I think that weather forecasting has gotten a lot better now with all of the tools, particularly with the dawn of the satellite age. Yeah. Don't forget, there weren't any satellites either.
Yeah. So. No, and that's the huge difference, and that's probably where I was trying to go with that. Let's talk about the news guys, because I got to imagine that in the radio, those in television, those were the guys that you worked the closest with in the industry as news director. And begin with BZ, Gary LaPierre. I mean, what a career he had.
He did. I mean, he was a terrific anchor. He was probably the best anchor on radio. And, you know, and the proof of that is he would fill in for Paul Harvey when Paul Harvey went on vacation. I can remember a vice president for Westinghouse saying to me one day, I could listen to him read the menu. And that was the ultimate compliment, I think. But the other side of Gary that maybe not everybody realizes, he was a great investigative reporter. I mean, he did work on the Boston Mafia. If you want to read any of those books that are out now about Whitey and all of that, I mean, Gary LaPierre was years ahead with Stevie Fleming, you know, the Rifleman, Whitey Bulger, all of that. So it was pretty interesting working with Gary.
Now, was that something that he would use on the radio, or you know, or was it just an aside back then?
He would do a series.
Yeah.
There was an attorney in Boston back in the 70s, who was blown up in his car, and he lost a leg, and he became a source for Gary, and he peeled the onion back pretty well.
I got it. Yeah, and. You know, it's funny because when I think of him, too, you think of all the mornings that he anchored day after day after day in your life. And one of his claim to fame, I guess, was covering the Beatles when they arrived, you know, of all things here in the United States.
He always got to do the fun assignments, too, and he did cover the arrival of the Beatles. One of the things about Gary, obviously, is before I became news director, I was the morning editor. So we were really a team at that point. And we would meet for breakfast at Bruno's Diner in Somerville. He would go on the phone. There were no cell phones then. He would go behind the counter on the phone, and he would do a five-minute bit with Larry Glick on the way to work. That he was on the way to work, and those were always kind of fun. But the key to that was we had a lot of fun.
What time of day would that have been to have breakfast before you went into work for a morning drive?
That would have been about 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. We were up about on the road, 3:30.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, you know, and that's the other thing too. I was thinking about before talking with you today is that back in those days, whether it be HDH Radio or BZ Radio, it was there was a lot of energy. You know, it's different. It's different today with the satellites and whatever the new service is, and with the you know, stripping of personnel, I imagine, at all these stations, sharing of personnel, and so on, multiple stations in the same building. But back then, there was just a lot of energy, and you were focused on one station.
Yes, and it was interesting. There was somewhere along the line, somebody sucked all the fun out of radio. I mean, that's kind of my take on it. But in those days, you know, you had three or four stations, and you competed, and you really competed.
Yeah.
And that was really that's what made it so interesting.
You know, too, and not to get too heavy here, but there was a shared culture back in that time, too. In other words, everybody, whether you were 65 years old or 15 years old, there was kind of that shared culture. Everybody watched the Ed Sullivan Show or those kinds of shows. There weren't 100 cable channels to watch and or a bunch of radio stations and satellite radio to listen to or iTunes or whatever. People kind of shared that one kind of, you know, in other words, mom and dad would listen to BZ. The kids would listen to BZ.
Well, it was interesting. BZ was kind of the North Shore station, and WHTH was more the South Shore station. And if you looked at the rating books, that's kind of the way it broke down.
Really?
And so if there were more books, ratings books on the South Shore than on the North Shore in any given rating period, WHTH would come up.
Yeah.
And vice versa for WBZ. We had huge audiences, both stations, in those days. And I can remember we were at like 24% of the people listening to the radio were listening to WBZ. And the general manager said to me, if you can get me to a 25, you can take your wife anywhere in the world for vacation. Well, we never got to the 25. But it was an interesting proposal.
Tell me about your take on the news business now, whether it be, here's another thing, too. I mean, some of the stations, the news guys aren't even in the buildings. You know, they're out there. The news is sourced out, and these are major radio stations, and they're getting a feed from somewhere else, unlike years ago.
Well, news was the most expensive thing to do. And so it became an easy target when money began getting tight. I go back to the day before satellite trucks, and I can remember in television when, you know, we got our first satellite truck, we were at 11 o'clock standing in front of all these empty buildings reporting on stuff that happened a few hours before because we had the capability to do it. It was really pretty dumb when you think about it. But compared to today, I spent a lot of time yelling at the radio and yelling at the television because resources are so tight that they're not covering things that I would cover. For instance, we would move our news operation to New Hampshire for the New Hampshire primary. And that was putting up a lot of people in hotel rooms. It was building facilities in Manchester. But it was really an interesting time. And every one of the presidential candidates would come by and sit in on the talk show. Jerry Williams was doing the talk show in those days, and that was a must-do for any candidate for the office. So you don't see that today.
No, absolutely. Maybe a couple of final questions. If you were around, you know, you are around today, but if you were running one of the television news stations or running WBZ News, for example, today, which is all news now, you know, what else would you do differently?
Well, I have always been a reporter's kind of guy, and even when I went to the Associated Press, I mean, it was very clear to the staff that this was a reporter's shop, not an editor's shop, and I would just make sure people are out covering the news. I think there's too much reliance on the Internet, on Google to find stuff out. There's too much reliance on the telephone. There's a lot to be learned by looking into somebody's face. And, you know, whether or not the finances allow that today, I don't know. I mean, I hear WBZ. There are a lot of reporters out on the road still.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thing.
No, there are. Well, tell our listeners what's keeping you busy these days and what you're up to since retiring, maybe almost 10 years ago, about that?
Yeah, it'll be 10 years. Oh, my God. It'll be 10 years this June. But anyway, I'm very, very busy as a volunteer. I spent a lot of my life on the sidelines reporting on the tragedies that people endure. Now I volunteer for a group called Shelterbox, and we provide tents and life-saving supplies to people around the world who have been victimized by hurricanes, earthquakes, even civil wars. I mean, we're setting up tents along the Syrian border now. So that kind of got me off of the 50-yard line and onto the field. The other thing, I just do a lot of volunteering around town. I have a show called Up for Discussion on MHTV, which is the cable access channel, and we get the editors of the local newspapers, and we sit around and talk about issues. I am on the race committee at the Yacht Club, so I get a chance to go out and not just watch the races, but help run the races. So that's always kind of fun. Rotary keeps me busy volunteering on a lot of their projects. So I'm pretty much volunteering on a lot of things these days.
Well, that's great. Well, Ed, it's great meeting you and catching up with you, and congratulations on all that you've been able to accomplish, and thanks for your insights. Obviously, we could do a lot more. Ed Bell.
And you just caught me sipping my coffee. Thank you very much, Bill.
Yeah, I couldn't have timed that any better. Okay. Ed Bell with us here on MSONewsSports.com.